With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We don't know what it was all about, but we do know that no one was hurt when a car slammed into a Secret Service vehicle last night in Wilmington, Delaware. This happened as President Biden and the First Lady were leaving Biden's campaign headquarters in Wilmington. The Secret Service SUV was guarding a closed intersection when it was hit. The driver of the offending vehicle then tried unsuccessfully to drive through that intersection before being arrested. From South Florida, where a restaurant manager tells WPLG-TV,
I've been here for 25 years, so first time again in December, there's such a bad weather.
To northern Maine, a powerful storm has made or is making its presence felt with fierce winds and flooding rains. A messy morning commute now in progress across much of the Northeast. Also at SRNNews.com, the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives is growing impatient with leaders of the U.S. Senate for failing to take action on his priority legislation to provide $14.5 billion in emergency aid to Israel. As the Israel-Hamas war drags on, Speaker Mike Johnson says the emergency aid bill has, in his words, been gathering dust in the Senate for over 7 weeks now.
There's $67 billion sitting in the fund to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to go and audit middle class Americans and small businesses. In the hierarchy of need right now, in the urgency of the hour, I felt like it was more important to take $14 billion of that and put it to aid and assist Israel. And I guess Chuck Schumer doesn't agree with those priority choices, but we really need to get this done.
Speaker Johnson made those comments in an exclusive interview on Jerusalem news site allisrael.com. Japan's Nippon Steel is buying U.S. Steel, a $15 billion transaction. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 72 points. This is SRN News. Christians weigh in on the war in Gaza.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, 83% of believers in this country agree that, quote, Israel must take bold measures to defend itself against Hamas' decades-long campaign of terrorism. 88% also feel that Israelis have the right to determine their own statehood and government. The survey also finds that most Christians have sympathy for Palestinian civilians and do not believe that they support Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faith and education leaders are denouncing plans for an after-school Satan club at a Tennessee elementary school. But officials say they must follow the law and allow the organization hosting the club to meet. Several dozen members of the faith community in Memphis stood united with leaders at Memphis Shelby County Schools last week to criticize the planned club. They questioned the Satanic Temple's intentions in offering it and made it clear that students would need signed permission slips to attend. This is SRN News. Changes in autism-related reimbursements on the way in the new year in the Hoosier State.
Indiana will implement a rate for a therapy commonly used by children with autism at a rate much less than what healthcare providers received on average in the past. Now, families worry that clinics offering the critical therapy for children will accept fewer Medicaid patients. The change does come as Indiana and several other states are reducing pandemic protections to the program. Jason Walker reporting.
Southwest Airlines paying a $35 million fine, part of a $140 million settlement with the government over a meltdown last holiday season. The airline canceled almost 17,000 flights as a winter storm paralyzed operations in Denver and Chicago, then snowballed when a crew rescheduling system couldn't keep up. More details, SRNNews.com.